Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would
no, ask somebody, man. Free them all. Real talk, right on.
Free them all, Brother Chairman, live and direct.
Real talk. And consistently. I don't care to say, well, I'm tired of saying these names, tired of saying from shit. I imagine how they feel, keep going parole hearings and getting denied back to back, you know what I'm saying? Or you back in college, hey, that cold wouldn't get you, but you be back? Okay. Man, this time, let's look, man, come, man, you can't miss August 30th, Chairman Fred Street Party. This year, it might be, we're going to do the Chairman Fred Street Party August. Might be a little before the 30th. We talking about taking to the motherland, y'all. We talking about taking to the motherland. So we talking about doing something in Chicago, something in Atlanta, and then to the motherland. You know, we talking about taking it on tour, y'all. Matter of fact, I need y'all to go. So we putting the word, we going on tour, too. We going to, with the movie. They come with I need y'all to put the pressure on NAACP Image Award. You know, hey, we ain't even cut no corners with them historically, calling the question out on these jokers. Free mom, are we online? Okay, I don't know if I'm live and direct or here or not.
Free mom, live and direct.
Free mom, we live and direct, y'all. Okay, so y'all feel free to call in now. Can we live and direct? I don't know why you came back. I don't even have to finish reading what you type, my brother. I had to question myself, my sanity myself. I don't know why you came back here from the mama land and Cali without bringing. Oh, I thought you know, I said, I came back bringing us some of that good weather. I wish I could. I was commenting. If y'all missed the Carl Nelson show, tune in. Check it out. And I talked about just even, you know, the weather. I could imagine just even with the kidnapping of our people, just the weather alone. You know how it impacts us, you know what I'm saying? Like you're talking about even with them indigenous people, native people's land. And they're talking about like even, you're talking about the smallpox and stuff, but even aside from the counterinsurgency, the intentional genocide of indigenous people, the intentional attacks on the black community, just coming to contact, the disease and stuff, that, you know what I'm saying, alone, they're wiped out, you know what I'm saying? Me and the indigenous community, the black community, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this dynamic is not natural, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everything from the weather to the food, you name it. I think back, you know, like when I first got back in from Africa, I still, you know, I think about 9 hour time difference. And I remember going down, you know, so I said, man, I was hungry, and I only got these cheese sticks from White Castle. And my stomach was like, hold them up, man. You can't go from mangoes to, you know, red snapping cup of soup to this here. This, you know what I'm saying? It's a process. You got to work a process. Tell us something, you know. And just even the dynamic of, you know, with our people. So I'm gonna be still talking about that, you know what I'm saying, over and over, y'all. You know saying again. And I think we are incomplete if not, you know, if that trip making that connection to the homeland is imperative, you know. So we're working on some things. Yes, indeed. Oh, right on. Save enough for God and always talking others. Yeah, we talking about doing the big. We're going to the Chairman Fred Street Party, no doubt about it. So you understand, we're going to have some planning meetings. Matter of fact, we're going to start having the updates on Friday Zoom meetings. Hey, I can't talk about me going out the country. Getting my first time out the country. Brother Razakon, Pam Africa, Ron Africa, you know what I'm saying, so many others, man. It was France. And Pam Africa, she said, I've been coming to France for over 10 years. Here comes Chairman Freak on. He done found the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? And I can't wait. I mean, just took me that connection, you know, to all of us, to Africa. We're looking at it for the Chairman Freak Street Party. So all those, make sure y'all stay in contact. Next Friday coming up, we're going to do a Zoom at 12. So hit me on Facebook or whatever. Get in contact. So we're going to start, you know, planning for that ASAP. Sister Tay Davis, condolences to you. Gazi, your grandmother, condolences to you, sister. You know, we've seen them. People's pain reflects, you know. And again, I know, you know, all of us, one way or another, you know, going through a lot of hits, you know what I'm saying? And we don't want to become a cold people. We don't want to get immune to, you know, acknowledging the pain that goes with this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, every day we hear about, you know, death. You know, I just get phone calls, you know, squirrel to their grandmother had passed. Mother or Morgan, and you had none of these dynamics, and one way or another, you cannot negate the impact with the community. You know what I'm saying? I think about Mother or Morgan. Also, what's our sister's name? She's related to Mother also. I just seen her father. She's probably listening now. Oh, forgive me. Not Latrice. Oh, forgive me, sis. I'm having flashbacks now. But I think I just seen your stepfather, your father had passed or something. Our condolences, you know. And I remember at Mother's house on Morgan, I recall that it was freezing cold. We were going to high school. And on our way to high school, we would be walking, we'd go a little late. We'd be making about division time. And we'd stop by the house, not Mother's house, the house next door to it. And when we would leave, the police would vamp on us. Youngsters, and they they would grab our coats and they would smell us. And they would say, y'all been at the house on Morgan. And unbeknownst to us, we didn't know they had the kerosene heaters. At Mother House, we come out there smelling like flame and kerosene. We made the connection, though, you know what I'm saying? And that's some of the memories, you know. And I was talking to a brother the other day, G. Floyd, and Mother Comrade. She said, I just overheard y'all. And she said, y'all talking about the memories and, you know, stuff y'all went through, the good times, the bad times. Don't let us romanticize this. But it's something that a generation would be deprived of that, you know what I'm saying? And just simple things that, you know what I'm saying, you know, interacting with each other, children playing, all that, you know what I'm saying? This is a climate that, you know, fist fights, you know, head up fights, you know, stuff like that, you know, they don't get, it impacts you. Also, Pedro, I like the way you was talking on Facebook yesterday, and I'm going to come to see you. I don't know what time the visiting hours, man. I know you're going through a lot. And maybe y'all hit our brother up. He's been going through a lot of pain. But you keep your head up, bro. It's rough, you know what I'm saying? But, you keep your head up, man. When you were talking, or whoever was on that Facebook, like, you know, like, I know it's rough, but sometimes we feel like, you know, man, you keep your head up. You stay, man. I'm right down on you. I know we keep saying this. You get out the hospital, tell me we're gonna get on our workout plan. I'm gonna tighten up. We gonna tighten up together, man. We love you, brother. You know what I'm saying? But ain't no yielding. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying, man. I know it's painful and it's the process I can relate to. You know, I remember. I hope you listen to Pedro. Think about this memory, man. And you don't get straight. I'm gonna come deal with you, but. I mean, we were saying we're going to go to the gym. We're going to go work out. We're going to do a walk. And we both had got these passes. And now they told us the elevator was not working. And me and Pedro, we went to the back. They said, how did you get in? We went up the stairs, went to the back stairs, everything. And by the time we both got up to the top stairs, we looked at each other. That's the workout right there. We said, what part of the gym? That was workout there. But, man, you rest up, man. You remember? You recall when I came to visit you? What hospital? You University of Chicago Hospital, and freezing cold. Freezing cold. And I popped about five blocks away. And when we walked up there, we signed and chopped it up. And I just talked you into playing some chess or something. So I get to come visit you this time. Y'all miss y'all time. Go visit him too. Y'all can. So I come on a long visit this time. We playing some chess, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna rumble up in there. Real talk, man. I love you, man. Keep your spirits up, bro. Real talk. We got your back like a backpack and your chest like a bulletproof vest, man. We love you. What's happening here? talking about a lot of things, everything political, man. I was up last night late. Well, you know, I was just there late all the time, but I'm watching piece on Marcus, the late Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And I really needed it too, because I can relate to so many dynamics, you know. And talked about, they told me, you know, the history, like, you know, even how J. Edgar Hoover was initially just an attorney general with the BIA, Bureau of Investigation. You know, I talked about this before, how his whole career was based at birth of the attack on Marcus Garvey and others. And not just one Negro informant, Agent Provocateur. The distinguished informant from Agent Provocateur was this, the destroy and disrupt the work also of Garvey and the likes. And I just, you know, you're talking about like the different struggles that Marcus Garvey had, the discipline, and, you know, and how difficult it was. And his first wife, I think Amy Ash, she's up with her with the, you know, the first press and paper, the sisters that she had with them on the paper. And he left, you know, left Jamaica and the struggles he had, you know, in New York, and those that, you know, went against him, how the attacks, the ruling class, you know, waged against him. And if there's any question about, you know, who's, you know, who's what, look who the state is attacking. You know, as you say, well, people have differences of opinions, and look who is being rewarded. You know, so these are telltale signs. And I can never speak enough about this class contradiction. I just came from a situation the other day where I still got rocks in my jaws from a blatant class contradiction. And usually I don't really get to deal with it a lot, because my comrades and and the environment I'm in, it's a structure a lot of times where it's getting nipped in the bud. Like, sometimes we'll be on social media, on Facebook, somebody get out their body, you know what I'm saying? They'll say something, I'll be, ooh, got somebody. And then they'd check, whoa, hold on, you're not your league. But I was going to speak at universities. I wanted to go speak at North Carolina. I hung around the campus for 2 or 3 days. And I didn't tell them who I was. And then when I spoke, they said, man, he was hanging around us. Why he didn't say who he was? I say, because a lot of times when I meet people, they go into their February mode, their black history mode. And a lot of times they relate to what Tupac had told Mickey Rourke, like, just act like you don't know who I am. And it's like, you know, you got to see the raw and, you know, uncut, to see what we're dealing with. Because a lot of times, you know, we come in, like, you go to a barber shop, you know, so you're like, what you doing? You're fixing your hair. Like, you go to the barber shop to see everything as it is. And I assess the climate, you know what I'm saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I talk about the Panther Party, and I talk about our struggles, and even I talk about the Black Panther Party Cubs. I don't romanticize to know something. In a relationship, I use the knowledge. I say, you in a relationship, and do I say, you know, well, you know, I know this person snort. You know, so it's going to come up. So to really know the different dynamics and the contradictions. As Minister UEP Newton has said, that, you know, contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. I did an assessment earlier today at the Hampton House about just even dogs, because the discussion of dogs is political. And I just had a recent scenario. I'm not even going to say discussion. Well, I mean, the arrogance was just blatant, and you learn to appreciate it over and over, because you go back and you look at who connects to who. You look at the situation, and that's with the United States in particular. I'm gonna go back to Garvey also. There's never been an overall transformation. You know what I'm saying? An overthrow, because for all practical purposes, there's a lineage of stuff that's going down. There are long lines of individuals that have no frame of reference, no assessment, no relationship to that of chattel slavery. They did a DNA check on LL Cool J and Puffy Combs. There was no slavery in their lineage. And I think we take for granted, well, you know, we all black people, we all been through the same thing. That's not the case. That's not the case. And we have to acknowledge that, you know. The Garvey and the boys, these were class contradictions. And the deal is, majority of the situations that go down in our communities, you know what I'm saying, whether it be relationships, family, we have to be upfront about this, siblings, they're dismissed as, you know, beasts and family issues. And they, you know, that's my favorite auntie, my uncle. They boil down to class contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we all have, you know, political line, you know, so I'm not political. That in itself is a political position, you know what I'm saying? So we have to acknowledge that. And to the top of the flyer, Now, it's been acknowledged, something that we've been telling the cats all the time. It's official, it's acknowledged that the LAPD, they're minimizing that. The Los Angeles Police Department has been revealed that they had surveillance and they had a whole program to destroy the businesses of Nipsey Hussle, Black Sam, because the whole area that was moving, the whole economic empowerment that was happening, and it was an attack. So a lot of people just say, like, you know, stuff just, we migrated, we left. But the targeting, you know, so I talk about this with the Black Panther Party. People say, like, well, the Black Panther Party just faded away. It's, oh, no. And we're not playing from even playing field, and they were targeted. And we have to acknowledge that. And so, dynamic of Nipsey Hussle, who, I mean, in regards to what information is there, some people fight it, not that significant. Even individual that's got the murder dude for pulling trigger himself said that he was on a mission for the government. Did he work for the? I mean, out his own mouth. He said it out his own mouth. He said, you know what I'm saying? He's going to say for the government. And I'd be like, well, you can't believe. We can believe the government would do different dynamics with other communities. And that was one of the unique dynamics about the Black Panther Party, the heightened contradiction, so we can be very clear what this is. Because we hear COINTELPRO saying, well, that got to be some 007 James Bond. You know what I'm saying? We devalue our people to the point. We don't believe that no entity, and particularly the government, would go to the lengths they do to, you know, get out. That's why we have the issue with saying assassinated. You know, I had a discussion the other day. This individual kept on saying that couldn't even say Chairman Fred is assassinated. They had a discussion now about Idris Elba playing James Bond, the 007 one, and a lot of people can't even see to that. I mean, even that entity of even with the level. You know what I'm saying? Of some sort, even on the other side of the coin. You know what I'm saying? There's an agent, there's a special agent, whatever the case may be. And I show individuals some of the photographs and footage from Africa. And, I mean, cats was like tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, is this Africa? The U.S. in particular can market the movie Tarzan tomorrow, and it's still a go. Now, they can really put out, this different title. They can cut the, you know, man, okay, we got Justin Bieber, whatever was a popular young Tarzan, whatever, the young popular Kardashian, you know what I'm saying, who won't deck right now, that's Jane. You know what I'm saying? They coming through, and they, you know, it's all the rappers, and they coming through conquering. And people go for it. That's how much the propaganda is to the point. And it's ironic, like even in school, the way that they show the map of Africa was intentional. And, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you hear the conversations of people like Nipsey Hussle, you know what I'm saying? He talked about, like, how when he went back to Eritrea, I'm talking about, like, the dynamic how it was impacting, you know what I'm saying? They call the whole community to stop working. They call the dawn, you know, to the prayer. And the community, how it's impacted, you know. It's just a rap or whatever. But what he was touching on, you know what I'm saying, the impact, you know what I'm saying, not just economics, I'm talking about just relating to our people, you know. It represented a threat, you know what I'm saying. And we have to really struggle with this in career context. So y'all check that out. If you're, again, we just reiterate what we've been saying all the time. It's bigger than the LAPD. It's bigger than the LAPD. Nipsey Hussle was assassinated. I talked about the meeting I met with him before. I told him that again before we leave out. Also, let's go on subject. How about this one? Okay, stick with me. Give me 1 minute. Okay. You can't hardly keep up with it, though. It's so, you know, every day it's a different dynamic. I think with the latest it's ever developing, I think Omicron is, it's every day, so these are reactionary times. I can't keep up with the terms they're using now, you know, it's on steroids, capitalism on steroids, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you pull my quote to them again. Before the show is over, it might be another variant, another law that's coming out, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be careful with the discussion about that, because it's like, it's political, you know, and you see people even assess it, even from a, even just taking on, you know, class characteristics. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know how people view it. So just be, you know, like, certain discussions people are not ready for, you know what I'm saying? Certain people, you know what I'm saying? I'm real big about having logical, objective discussion. Like, I tell people, like, if we want to talk about the clip, I refuse to have a reactionary discussion about the killings in Chirac. You know what I'm saying? I left a panel before, you know, he's, what about this black on black press? Whoa, stop the presses. Who can't, I'm not drawing a foregone conclusion that it's us doing the killing. If you're not willing to come in objectively with your mind, with an openness, to at least, I mean, to at least be, you know, open, then it's a bigger dynamic. You know what I'm saying? I can't play these elementary trivial, you know what I'm saying, games. Because I'm cut from the cloth. I'm not one saying during the era of chattel slavery that I would have been out there picking cotton. But I know one thing. You would have to bring, master would have to show his face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not for the, you know, so in other words, I'm not one to have a discussion, a dialogue, or debate with people that's going to regurgitate the ruling class rhetoric and it's like it's coming from them. No, you're going to bring, you know what I'm saying? We fight for self-determination. We can, like a lot of people, like, you debate, you really are debating with them. You're debating with their mother's church, their father's alma mater, their great-grandparents' master. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know we had put a mandate out even with Obama. When Obama, I had the Senate run, when he was running for president, I said, man, be real careful. Kevin Chan, what you mean? I said, be careful you debate with, because I said, look in their eyes. You're not debating with logic. I said, it's like a hat. In fact, you know, we said Obama was the coldest drug that America dropped on blacks since crack. And imagine, you know, with a needle on their arm. It's a chemical. And it's, you know, in fact, I'll give you a better example. We also have to speak hypothetically. This was years back, and this individual that, you know, took me to speaking to this event. And I'm not clear, you know, the area in California I was at, you know, at the time had cannabis, you know, perceived, so on and so forth. So I'm in the place, I'm speaking, and I'm talking. Salute right back at you, my sister, right on, Cassandra Jackson, right on. So I'm in the place, so I'm dialoguing, conversation, and then it hit me. So I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you know, the logic that you just said, you didn't hear what I, you know, I just laid this logic out. And it hit me where I was at. I looked over to the side, and the lady, she had like a big bag. You know, she was, you know, and this is no judgment call. This is no knock on, you know what I'm saying, on whatever, you know, intoxicants or whatever people do. Like, I'm real big about this. What our people go through, man, listen. Hey, you don't know. Hey, man, I am not the judge. You know, whatever church you want to go, whatever how you want, whatever club you want to go, release whatever drink you. I am not, man. This, you know what I'm saying? Hey, did this here. Hey, I'm not a judge. But it hit me. I looked to the side, and she was taking a smoke up there. You know what I'm saying? At the back, I said, "Whoa, wait a minute." So I laughed. I said, "Wait a minute, okay." So it wasn't the logic, it wasn't the dialogue. And capitalism is a drug. Like, capitalism is the most crucial drug. Back when Nancy Reagan and Rustin, they were talking about the signal of drugs, signal of capitalism. So you have to be careful when you pick your mood. You talk to people, they come in, they're talking from a principle, objective position, or they're regurgitating ruling class rhetoric. It's, you know what I'm saying? Are they speaking, like I said, you know, it's a line with face, the ghetto boys say, motherfuckers disrespect God before they disrespect the law. So really, you have people, you know what I'm saying, what the state said. You know what I'm saying? Most of our people that come through, the definitions of beauty. If they put a chimpanzee on a monkey, a chimpanzee on a magazine for 1 week straight, then they throw on a red carpet interview, you know what I'm saying? This is so beautiful, you know what I'm saying? How you look at that, the mindset of the people. You know, majority of people, you know what I'm saying? You see that badass chimpanzee? That's how the politics is political. It's something to reinforce to you. You know what I'm saying? So we want some certain discussions we want to have. We have to heighten the contradiction to the point that we haven't won all terms. You know what I'm saying? If we were talking about the grammar in Chicago, we want to any contradiction. You know what I'm saying? Because, a lot of people cannot distinguish legality from morality. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can imagine during the era of prohibition, I mean, people said, you know, we got to stop drinking. This is wrong. No, it was illegal. You know what I'm saying? So we want to struggle for that. Y'all feel free to, you know, if y'all get any questions, comments, tap in with us. You know, we live in that record, Free Them All Radio, making history, taking history, and taping history. So the comrade, we got any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We got Brother Shelfbody on the line. Free them all.
Free them all. Shelfbody in the building.
What's up, baby? Free them all. Free them all, man. Check it out, bro.
Free them all. I want to see you. Again, our condolences to you. You and Squirrel and nothing to anybody else. I'm with you, Shelfbody. Yes, indeed.
All right, check it out. I want to quote you real quick, Chairman. You say legacy. Your legacy is more important than your life, right? So check it out, man. We got Nipsey Hussle, man. You know what I mean? And you brought up Nipsey Hussle, how the people was after him, man, before he died. I want to say something about that, because right now, as we speak, though, his legacy ain't being honored, man. When it comes to the land, bro, our people ain't even honoring that, because they really did get rid of him when they did that. When they took the head off the snake.
Yes.
So now everybody don't know what to do, and the marathon is really done, man. When you go out there right now today, you go out there, bro, you see it's a ghost town. They didn't tow that place up, man. They really disrespected Nipsey Hussle, the legacy. The legacy of Nipsey Hussle and what he represented is not getting. And you got to think about it. It's a lot of us out here, man, that our legacies ain't being represented. I meant like you do for your pops, man, and what they did for us, man. You continuing that legacy. They left a legacy behind. It was important for them to do that, and you honoring that. So saying that to say, just like with Nipsey Hussle and them, when they do things like that, like he did for us, man. Like all the people ain't see the sign. They ain't paying attention to what happens. They don't even understand, because right now today, bro, ain't nobody out there running a marathon out there where he's at. That's all gone. They did accomplish what they said they were going to do before he died. You get what I'm saying? So what they did, when they cut that snake off the head, everybody don't know what to do. So when you got his brother and them out there, or whoever was helping him run that, they don't have the power that he had and the influence that he had to continue what he did. So you got a lot of, you still got the hood not understanding or paying attention to the signs that being created by our loved ones like that. They down to what the legacy really was about. You know, because if it was a real legacy, we really honored this legacy, the marathon would still be running. That clothing store would still be up. All that stuff would still be running right now, because they're continuing what's happening. And we have a problem as a people continuing the legacy of our people, man. So that's why we look at you like you are a living legend to us, bro, because you continuing the legacy. A lot of people's sons ain't ahead that ain't stepping up to the plate doing what the legacy was about. You know what I mean? Yeah, they got the pops and the memories, but the legacy is what's more important. And we got to start standing up for our legacy for our people like that, man. I had to call in for Nipsey Hussle, man, because they really is getting, like I said, bro, we disrespecting him right now because the marathon is not continuing being run, and we're not taking that power that he presented to us as a people, what we supposed to, how strong we supposed to step up, especially all our guys in the land. All our guys who call ourselves ghetto soldiers who are out here in these streets, man, y'all supposed to pay attention to what Nipsey and them did, bro. That was a sign for all us. We have to pay attention to the signs. We have to learn from our past. Our past is our greatest teacher. When you got guys like that out there on these streets, man, that doing what he did, you can't, all the bad stuff, forget all that bad stuff. We all, ain't nobody perfect out here, bro. So you can throw all that bad shit he did in the garbage, man, what he did for the people, his signs of coming from some for nothing. What he was teaching his boys, man, look, y'all can change your life and still be rich, still be balling around here, same way if y'all change the product. Do something different. You got to take the signs that the legacies that they leave behind. That's what it's about, man. So to our people, too, or sign our people, man, we have to stand strong with the people, with our loved ones who did for us. When they did something for us like that, we have to show appreciation to them is to honor their legacy, continue what they had going on for us. And that's what I want to say tonight, big bro. I want to stand up for Nipsey Hussle and them, man.
Let me get a little background. Nick Stackill, put it on this page, or what's that? Put his docket number on this publicly for me if you can. Let me give a little background who this is calling in. Let me preface with this first. I think this is imperative. I've had people call. I did a post earlier, and I reposted the scene from that movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I said, I use this quote all the time. It's the scene where Chris Rock comes in the thing. So how much are real? You're talking to Isaac Hayes. And so a lot of people just talk to be talking. And so a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I debate with people, you know what I'm saying, I have a discussion with people, like for the sound of other people. Then you are fortunate to have people who are not just talking for talking's sake. Those who are, you know, so the dialogue, the discussion you have, and this is one of those scenarios. So I just want to get a little, this is, I always say seize the time, because, you know what I'm saying, because like I tell people, sometimes you have, like even cases, you know what I'm saying, you have to go through the routine, people say, they don't really want no justice. You have, you know what I'm saying, then you have this brother here, Shelfbody. I'm going to put a social handle out and everything, so y'all, you know, so check it. These are, This is dialogue that you can appreciate. And we, you know what I'm saying, that again, it's not empty air. It's concrete commitment. It's out there, you know, hitting the streets, you know what I'm saying, coast to coast. You know, so I'm talking to a different cat. I don't give up which street tribe they're affiliated with, how old they are. You know, I'm talking about coming through, man, on the spot dialogue with cats and meaning. So again, this is, I just want to preface with that. That's, so when you come, you say, man, hold on, man, it's important that you go to a restaurant. They say, okay, yeah, okay, you know, this is that. No, this ain't no GMO shit. You know, so this is it's an organic dialogue we have.
Yes, sir.
I feel you, Showbody. Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
Do not despair. No doubt about it. A legacy is more important than our life. And many times, and see, it's humbling. It's humbling to acknowledge that, you know, that we are, in so many cases, we outweigh, we out resourced. You know what I'm saying? And we end up, but it's important to put in context why things happen. Like, and see, it's important to say the Black Panther Party just didn't fade away. It's important to talk. A lot of people just say, well, this, because what occurred, I watched this piece on Marcus Garvey, and when the sister was talking about who they pick up, like, the Black Panther Party, they knew who to lock up, who to get rid of, and the dynamics. Like you said, it was so much at stake at that dynamic, that time. But the Garvey piece where she talked about the sister, how it, her, she said, as a child, she remembered her father, the stocks that they had for the Black Star Line, telling them as children, you can say, just hold them, touch them. You can feel the power. She talked about how her father would come home from work, and he would see the uniform on. She said even a uniform make a small man like a giant. She said the women, how they would see initially as domestics and the pride they had. And see, the deal is, in certain times in history, and the state knows this, it may be dormant. You know, it might sit, sometimes it may sit for a generation, but it's there. A legacy, because sometimes it's not even, like in that movie, Planet of the Apes, when the orangutan told you, it was certain dynamics, he said, man, be cool. The humans don't like no small monkeys. That sometimes, you know, certain forces, you know, they move around. The state knows this, even with the attack on different organizations and entities, you know, it's there. In fact, Garvey has said, at the ship before they shipped off New Orleans and they pulled him out of the country. He told the U.S. government. He said after he was in the federal penitentiary for two years and 9 months, he said, you may have gotten me, but there are cubs in the bush. And many times the legacy, the deal is, it may see, like, even like, as you see, I went live on Facebook about a month ago, right there at the location. We were saying to America, and the wall was at. And it was some souls and daughters that was there. Well, I was clear on. It was set up. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole different dynamic, a whole different feeling. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, like we talk about, with West Oakland, with the Black Panthers, we had the military people, the hard to organize the Black Panther Party, how they flooded it with dope. You know what I'm saying? The site where Terrell Ferris assassinated at. They flooded the window, the house, the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? It went for a while. You know, so we had highs and lows. You know, and see, the state knows it. They know certain things can trigger certain dynamics. It's like this one brother we talk about. We said, man, that cat, man, he can get outside. He can get how dope, get demoralized. If he touch a weight, he click right back in. They know certain forces. Look at, let's go. They move, go, pull this up tonight. Pull about the Garvey, about the dynamic of Garvey. You know what I'm saying? The tone, the whole action about the sleeping giants. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Weber, they relate to talk about the sleeping giant dynamic. Look at it, man, Garvey's, Malcolm's mother and father were Garveyites. So the conversations they heard, you know what I'm saying? The dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Even conscious or unconscious. James Amos, who played James Evans in Good Times, his grandparents, home in Indiana, Gary, Indiana, was a layover for the Garveyites. It's something, it's children that impact us, that stick with us, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, that legacy, it don't, a lot of times we just say, man, we wish it could be right here, but I told this brother one time, we leadership in one of the major street organizations. He said, man, you crazy talking about dying for the people. I said, yeah. these niggas down for cars, drugs, and sex. You say I'm crazy? They can't kill cats like this here. Sometimes it's like the conditions that trigger, you know what I'm saying, certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, let me see if this can this correlate to this, it's certain people, they, you can see the legacy, and please watch this piece tonight when you get your chance. The daughters, how they, it impacted how they viewed men. How they view women, that stuck with them, how they view uniforms. It was certain things. You could see them coming back into life. You could see their chest sticking up. They can never take that from them. They say even the attacks, the slander that they raised on Garvey, you could see they, one word, you seen the pride kick get back up in them. And then you'll say they saw in the chat the red, the black, and the green. That's why I fought so intensely with Kesha to play games with their flag. I fought so intensely. I said, this is something that this man gave. Once then, the blood, the people, the land, it may go through generations. It may be dormant. It's certain dynamics. There's certain ideologies that people relate to. You know what I'm saying? It's certain cats. You know so about it. Certain guys is Larry's men. Regardless of whatever goes down, you know what I'm saying? It might be a song or something. It triggers that dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And it come in under. It was like, damn, where did this come from? Something might spark it. It might be a conscience pop up. You're talking to, and you say, where all these cats come from? I thought they was dead, but they was gone. It's certain dynamics. And cats from that cloth who are not state-made, who the ruling class is not producing no politically produced petri dish.
Right.
They said, man, they come from the cloth. They can relate to it. They can't. Man, these you know all this shit, all these motherfuckers, they made a dime a dozen every day. You got these different motherfucking rappers. They can't kill Pac. It's some way they keep on trying to take him out one way or another.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you, my brother. I'm not satisfied, but man,
But we know. One thing I want to say,
motherfucker, go ahead, somebody, go ahead.
Man, my people, man, we strong for all the wrong reasons, bro. You know what I mean? We strong for all the wrong. We want to call it. Everybody wants to say they the strongest organization in this. They the strongest in that. But goddamn, you strong for the wrong shit. Goddamn it, these niggas out here strong. We need to be strong for the right reasons, now, man. All this old phony shit going on out here. You talking about how people down for this and down for that? These niggas out here down for to put slave owners in their pocket, bro. They down to put these slave owners in their pocket. You look on every dollar bill you got right now got a slave owner in that joint, and you'll kill a nigga for it. You dig what I'm saying? So you got all these slaves. You got all these slaves out here right now being slaves to the big slave. But they strong for all the wrong reasons, big bro. And I'm out of here, man. Us before me.
Man, us before me. Y'all, somebody, give me some, where you at or something on social media for you.
Yes, sir, I'm still here, big bro.
Give me some where you at on some social media. I know you're in the streets. Other places on social media, where you at?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube, Shout Body Up Before Me, Civil War 2. Y'all go do that. Or y'all go to Roosevelt McCray on Facebook. And y'all go to my IG, Shout Body on IG, man. Y'all go check me out. Man, y'all make sure y'all check out that YouTube, though, man. Go to that YouTube channel, Shout Body. Y'all slash youtube.com/ShoutBody, youtube.com, Up Before Me, Civil War 2, man. Check us out on that, man. Check out them videos, man. We got good documentaries out there with all the guys on there showing love and homage to the people, man. That's what them videos are all about. So check us out on YouTube, man.
It's better consistent, y'all. It's real talk. And his criticism, legitimate, and the deal is he put, you know, and I'm real big about this. It's like, a lot of times you like something like, man, who are you talking about? His contributions to our community, to our people, you know what I'm saying? And it's criticism and slander. It's criticism. And you know what I'm saying? We're fortunate.
That's right.
High forces, you know what I'm saying? That's it's in the valley. Not coming from a position of elitism or dogma. But y'all make sure y'all check them handles out, you know what I'm saying? Again, it's our brother, y'all. Somebody in the building, y'all. It's called Free and Law. Any more calls in queue? Any questions I'm missing up here, too? I love the authentic energy. Norman Richard, my brother, we appreciate you, man. Yes, indeed. This brother always gives us, a historical context of even music. Music is political. And say, whatever group you want to mention, whatever kind, some other story or testimony that you don't know about, you know what I'm saying, that impacted, you know what I'm saying, why, you're like, well, who did what, who in line with a boy, a certain artist took a stance and boycotting, you know what I'm saying, who did what, it's important to know that, it's important to know that. And Brother Norman Richard always, you know, that man keeps us up to date. And Brother Quavino with the music. How to spell it. Somebody type somebody's social for me for Irate Hippie. Somebody type it in for me. If you're on Instagram, type it in. I know everybody knows about it. Yeah. He's been to the Hampton House. He's been donated. Man, he's an inspiration. Him and his brothers, hey, Bible Shorty, Bible, hey, they work ethic, man, hey, off the chain. Bible be calling me to, oh, you be everywhere, you doing? I said, what you think, man? You ain't playing either, man. Dr. LaShawn, give us his, what is the number, the call-in number, 929-477-3785. There is a documentary that we done on the chairman, who's it? Grown ass man, Swiss. Yeah. In fact, it's the correct name is Assassination of Chairman Fred. They incorrectly refer to it as the Murder of Fred Hampton. That's the document that the Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying, the head sanction. We working on tightening up all that, you know what I'm saying. We gonna be doing a mass move on all these opportunities with some of these bogus clothes, unauthorized stuff. I'll keep y'all posted on that. Also, February 17th, the birthday of Minister UEP Newton, y'all. Y'all know y'all gonna be at. I should have to say it. The other motherland, Oakland, California. The place where two bad motherfuckers stood up October 15, 1966, strapped up. So we drawing the line somewhere, motherfuckers. You dig? First, the Chairman Fred said, "Pigs will come no further." You dig? You got your gun, I got my gun, and you dig? If you intend to take my gun, shit. And it's Chairman Fred himself so well articulated, he'll blow your motherfucking brains out. You dig? Doc in the building, right on. Love me, right on. Down the side of the building. You call it the queue?
Free him on. We got our portfolio on the line. Free him on.
Free him on.
Welcome to Free
him
on Radio.
Yeah.
Free him on. Welcome to Free him on Radio.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you kind of muffled, but you kind of muffled. Go ahead.
Okay, this is better.
There you go. Go ahead. Who is that?
Oh, it's Tall Drop, Chairman.
Tall Drop, okay.
The Tall Drop.
You say he was over in STEM centers all over the nation. He's starting in L.A. That's news to me. Are you talking Nipsey Hussle? See, listen. That's news to me, you know. They put certain forces right there. I'm telling you, you could see the atmosphere by the wall we was at. It was clear. You go back and look. The assassinations of Patrice Lumumba. You look at the time they call it Rumble in the Jungle, where the fight had. Go look at the movie. Go check the movie. Muhammad Ali, and George Foreman. George Foreman, his class arrogance when he came over there with the German Shepherd dog, the same dog that was utilized in those colonized communities. But you also look at, go listen real closely. Where they say the fight had to happen. They say days prior to that, Mobutu, they had to clean the state, the wing, the area for the wing. How much blood was on that motherfucker before this? You know what I'm saying? And how Mobutu was a billionaire, and you know what I'm saying, via the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. And the deal is, the minds of Patrice Lumumba, you know what I'm saying, and man, and the minds and hearts of the people. And yes, it goes dormant for a while, because, you know what I'm saying, I got suspended in school. The sister of Mitchell Chiller Fair, the piece of garbage, she say, people are getting their jobs, losing their jobs for talking garbage. She say, used to be a time you were in IA. She say, man, get to a point, you were getting fired. You had to whisper Marcus Garvey's name. You know what I'm saying? And those are different times. The Black Panther Party. They assassinated Chairman Floyd. When they assassinated Defense Captain Mark Clark, when they attacked him, they dumped on him. You know what I'm saying? And the slander, listen, the government assassinated Chairman Floyd and Defense Captain Mark Clark December the 4th. Comma, not period, comma. December the 5th, they came through. The government came through. Law enforcement, they pulled men, boys out of their homes. In front of their mothers and their sisters, and told them they'll never be another free and have to not here. The breaking process. Look at how many times you even hear this process of the music being played. You know what I'm saying? It's intentional. And sometimes, we have to acknowledge that. We got to acknowledge that we'll go get this conversation, this contraband. They're going to remake a motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? You go back and look at in Ghana, where Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, you know what I'm saying? The coup, which is later exposed, is that the U.S. has really exploited time. He was, you know, as an envoy to Vietnam, and it went down. A lot of people they thought it was just a coup. They gave the role to the U.S. Orchestrated. The coup, you dig? And then how it was attacking the people who even mentioned Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and the statue of the square, the museum, it was on top of, and they took the head of the statue off. They took the head of the statue of Dr. Nkrumah off. However, when he had to go under, he had to go underground. I believe Guinea-Bissau, he operated as the co-president. Unbeknownst to them, when Dr. Kwame Nkrumah came back, he never left, but when he physically came back to Ghana, they said this sister brought the head of the statue. She hid it. She kept it. We called the people at the Hampton House. We said we opened the museum for Chairman Fred. We need anything people can have. This brother, I went by this grammar school I went to across the street. Because they come by here, man. My auntie, my grandmother, my friend's grandmother, her husband used to work in buildings. She pulled the paper out, the big picture of the Minister UEP, Mr. Chairman Bobby Seale. She want to give it to you. She said, I hear this up here. They can't take this out of us. It ain't be dormant. A lot of times it ain't feasible. It ain't advisable to have certain conversations. Sometimes people like they're not ready for it. They don't know the seriousness of it. And then we play on the win. So sometimes it may skip a generation. This conversation about our families that people don't know. Say, man, hold on. I didn't know Uncle Such and Such didn't tell you that. But it can't wipe it out. It's just meat and potatoes, man. It stick to you. And sometimes it takes a certain condition to tap it, to reinforce it. This is why it's got to be here. You know what I'm saying? You can't call this call on the 929. You got to call the 929, sonies. I got to restart this. Okay, cause I know my volume went out. You gotta call 929-477-3785. Okay, y'all can't hear me. I know y'all can hear me now on Instagram. Can y'all hear me? No. Let me stop this and bring it right back in. Okay, when you call, I know. When you call on the phone, it takes the volume out. Okay, you have to call. You can't call on the phone, so you take the volume out. Take the volume out. So you have to call. Now, so the call, we got any calls in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, we have Foley back on the line. Grandma,
welcome to Grandma Radio.
Grandma, Chairman, Grandma.
Grandma, what's
up? Grandma. This brother Foley.
Welcome to my radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Two things. I followed your trip to Africa, and it was definitely an eye-opener, definitely powerful. And as far as the Nipsey Hussle, the Nipsey Hussle thing, maybe I'm wrong for saying this, but COINTELPRO is alive and well, has always been alive and well. That's been a method, getting rid of all so-called messiahs. And Nipsey Hussle, what he was doing, was definitely opening the eyes of not just those in L.A., but around the world. And I believe it's just something about that that is not surprising to find out the LAPD had an in for him.
Let us say this. See, we say, first of all, right on from the call, but let us say this. See, we have a thing we call girl confidence. I know I feel is why I think this way. See, a lot of people wait me, Oliver Stone, to come out with a movie to say, well, maybe the government did take out Kennedy. We relate to Malcolm X taking through the door. Who got out on them? The philosophical tool that we relate to is dialectical materialism. That's basically past history plus common sense and logic. That's, we're not even letting them off the hook, but saying that, that the LAPD was on missing us wheels. It's like when the police come through the house on a raid, and some guy say, oh, man, you done busted, we go to marijuana. They say, no, you gave it up too easy, man. No, you gave it up too easy. What else is here? See, the deal is, it's Francis Lalonde, our Jew anthropologist, Francis Lalonde, and psychiatrist, let me add, I'll point it out too, had said that we must be able to accept that confessions without compromising our principles. We'll take that information they say in LAPD did it. However, as you just said, you can't talk about no phenomenon like Nipsey Hussle and limit it to the LAPD. This dude is international. Even as Lil Slave Lil Wayne said, when you're great, you're assassinated. You can't talk about no, you can't say, well, man, yeah, man, this world, the other ones in the Atlantic Ocean talk about this whale. The Atlantic Ocean is, they come and say, okay, we gonna admit it, man, we did have this whale in our aquarium at the house. Ho, that don't add up. And your aquarium at your house. You talking about an international phenomenon. And what is the phenomenon? A phenomenon is unusually been unusual individual that could be, you know what I'm saying, could be scientifically assessed, you know what I'm saying? And deal is, Reverend Nat Turner, you impacted the lives and hearts and minds of people, you know what I'm saying? It's a phenomenon, you know what I'm saying? That's an event or something. It's not just no one dynamic. Like they're trying to say, even with Garvey, you know what I'm saying? This it was just Jagger. No. It was a whole decline. You can't, the deal is to heighten the contradiction and say, okay, wait a minute. The role of W.E.B. Du Bois, the A. Philip Randolph, you know what I'm saying? When you took the Black Panther Party. Not just the Jay Google, not just Uncle Sam, but the Sambos, the Gringos, the Negroes, the Klamath, the media, all these different dynamics. Nipsey Hussle, the record companies, all the realtors, the development, you know what I'm saying? All the different dynamics that been the first thing that you got to go to when you go to see a crime scene. As a criminal psychologist see, the first thing you got to look for is who benefited. It has a long, long list of benefactors of the assassination of Nipsey Hussle. We'll take that, LAPD. However, no, this can't, you can't contain this catching no goldfish bowl. Nor the shared aquarium. You got this discussion. This is Atlantic Ocean discussion here. This can't be contained. This transcends geographical, gender, and generational lines. This can't, you can't even tell me no street cats getting the crimson blood out of issue. They don't fit. They don't fit. You can't tell, so a whale getting out there and say, oh yeah, man, they ain't put no food in the fish tank. That's probably what happened. What? One of the snapping turtles, what? You, the dynamic between who we talking about, what we talking about. The discussion is on international level. When they talk about Pac and Biggie being under government surveillance, change the discussion now, hold on. In Chicago, different can't tell you we love these cats under surveillance by the state. So it'd be happening to you that they have a term in prison called state property. It'd be happening to you, they get them being on the account, they know about it, or they sanction it. These, Tykea, put the docket number on here, call the 929-477-3785. We're going to put the cost to the stats on Tyrone Pettis' case. We're going to get the hold on, what happened? Y'all can't call it. Should come, are you still there?
Bring him out, Brother Jimmy.
Should come, are you still there? Bring him out. We also talked about Antonio Brown, also played with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and also another brother who just got locked up. A number of football players. Who people just been dismissing this. They don't know what's going on. And what's the discussion on the CTE and other? You know, we're going to talk about all these different dynamics also before we conclude. Our last call, right off of the call, and then we're going to get a call in queue. We're going to definitely address this dynamic about Antonio Brown and the other brother and a couple more cases that's been discussed that happening. Another call in queue?
No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
Nisha got hit 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. And then you got to press 1 to be on.
Okay, Primo.
They're online.
Okay, Primo. Primo, we have caller 213-769.
Welcome, Primo Radio.
Caller 213.
Oh, yes, hello.
Can you hear me now, Chairman?
Yes, sir. Chairman, I wanted to touch on the Kobe passing, you know what I'm saying, because that was scandalous in itself. Somebody had already touched on Nipsey Hussle passing, so, you know, I definitely wanted to, you know, put it in
Nipsey
the air.
Nipsey Hussle assassination. That's Nipsey Hussle's assassination. Let's struggle to use that term. You know what I'm saying? Let's struggle. You know what I'm saying? Let's struggle with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's struggle to use these brutal terms for brutal reality. Let's struggle for it. Let's struggle to say what happened to our people in Africa was a Holocaust. You know what I'm saying? Let's struggle to say when somebody got locked up, they were kidnapped. Let's struggle to say land grab when it comes to gentrification. Let's struggle. You know what I'm saying? To up the ante, our words, our terms, our politics, our feelings, let's struggle to acknowledge that we are under attack. Let's struggle to use terms like chemical, biological warfare when we talk about the mollies and the Percocet that's, you know, that pervades from our community. Let's struggle to, what they call this music, let's struggle to say, man, what's the latest propaganda bomb they dropped? What you mean, the latest song? No, the latest propaganda bomb they dropped. Let's struggle for our people to be acknowledged, you know what I'm saying, officially as victims of terrorism. Let's struggle to make the AAT bill, the African Anti-Terrorism Bill, an international piece of legislation. Let's struggle, you know what I'm saying, to use political terms. Let's struggle to distinguish electoral politics from politics. Let's struggle to draw the line of demarcation. Let's struggle to say what concentration camp is your cousin locked up in. Let's struggle to use brutal terms for brutal reality. Let's struggle to identify our martyrs, and let's struggle to identify that we have a people's army. Let's struggle to recognize that we have political prisoners. We say, man, Jimmy Lalameen, some guy that called it. You know what I'm saying? You go for nail, you know what I'm saying? Mumia Abu-Jamal, Dr. Tulu Shakur, you know what I'm saying? Your cousin, the sister down the street. Let's struggle to fight to put this in a political context. Even in death, even they wipe us out. Our legacy, is some correct dynamic put in history. You know what I'm saying? It's a brother named Law, Big Law, who I politicized inside the camps. You know what I'm saying? We up the ante. Where Chicago sometimes had to say he was assassinated. And, you know what I'm saying? And other communities have an advantage. You know what I'm saying? In Nazi Germany, they say the Führer, the SS and SA, they created the ghettos. They have a in the ghettos that struggle to put the pin the tail on the pigs. You know what I'm saying? That struggle to be clear with the school system is the programming. You know what I'm saying? And let's struggle to be consistent with it. To be consistent with it. Or who is to draw the line of who is the criminal, who is, you know what I'm saying, who is the victim. Let's struggle to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, who are the collaborators in our communities, the agent provocateurs in our community. This just it becomes second nature. They said the Panther Party was so effective. You know, the Black Power movement in the 60s, where even the police, they started identifying themselves as the pigs. They had a thing called the pig bowl. It's with the pig bowl. The police had brought football games. And people said, what's the big deal about that? To at least acknowledge. They say, no, it's half the battle. Sun Tzu says the cardinal principle of warfare is to know thyself and know thy enemy. So it can become second nature. Second nature. Up to the dope. A clarity. That's how for clarity to distinguish what a man is as opposed to a male. What a woman is as opposed to just a female. So you had to, you won't be just disappointed. You won't be, oh man, men ain't shit. Or did you have your man? So you won't meet some of these individuals and say, well, this dude sold out. How was it ever for you? So we can distinguish that, come through the door with a clarity and acknowledgement and just say, oh, okay, you know what I mean? This cat talking the other day and say, well man, you be just kind of impressed with us, you damn right. The words, the terms. Walk up in court and just say, man, well, you know what I meant, Judge. I want to put a motion to dismiss. You said amicus brief. But you know what I meant, all that, you know. What? Walk up in the car mechanic, walk to the car mechanic and say, man, you knew I needed some other spark plug. You said transmission. Yeah, man, right, you know what I meant. Put up a McDonald's drive-thru. Sit down with some food. What? You have to put what you want. Let's struggle for this clarity. Let's struggle. We talk about the assassinations of Chairman Floyd, assassinations of this Captain Mark Clark, and we struggle for it. Let's acknowledge who has an issue with it. Watch the warning signs so you won't be surprised. Watch the warning signs so you won't be surprised, quote-unquote, Chairman Floyd Jr. Watch the warning signs. Combat liberalism, Chairman Matthew Tong said. Listen to your family. Listen to the household. Listen to who, when you say certain terms, how they fight it. Whether it's conscious or unconscious. Oh, they say, I don't mean it. Draw the connection. Draw the correlation. If Field Marshal George Jackson said, God damn it, sooner be gone, sooner done. Sooner be gone, sooner done. The sooner you come clear, this shit ain't just based on us being last name having Joneses or with some fucking Virgos and Capricorns. Or you say, what's that? But the politics is Lenin said. We relate to how you define a state and how the state defines you. That's what the Chairman Prayer said, God damn it. We draw the lines. Military people say the line of demarcation. Let's struggle to recognize everything is political. Movies, films, music, the terms you speak, everything, how you relate to it. You know, I ain't talking about just doing Black History Month, second nature. We're coming a conversation. How you told you if you had a relationship with a sister, man, just tore her off. Listen to the words the motherfuckers say. I'm going to tell you what they own. Let's identify this shit. And be clear, nothing else, a clarity. I tell people this here, man. My last name is Hampton, not Houdini. We can take, other day, those intense class contradictions. This young lady, you should have seen the, you should have seen the class arrogance that she was spewing. I appreciated it. Because I even went back, I listened to who she referenced, who she related to. This business stuff is pretty, it's pretty simple, but it's complex. They're to who they connect to, who they aspire to be with. It's pretty consistent. Listen to the names that you relate to, and the Jesus and the Black Messiah. And the psychological profile. It's certain things that's added in there, but it was a psychological profile on William O'Neill. They watch how you relate to money. They, a lot of them walk around, they get a motherfucking business of shit on a sign on them. Over whatever. And certain people, the movie Pimps Up Holds Down, the dude say he ride through certain places, he can look in the motherfucking eyes and see who to try, who not to try. Listen, man, the terms, what you relate to, all of that. Let's struggle for that. And then, as Shakespeare said, to thyself be true. Not only do we listen around, listen to ourselves. Listen, how does it feel? If it's a battle, because some people, their tongue came in, the tongue relates easier to the Queen's English, to the King's English. So be honest, to thyself, be true. Now, I ain't saying you have to be like Alcoholics Anonymous. You don't say, okay, my name is John, I'm an alcoholic. No, listen to yourself and say, man, some cats will tell you. It's a book. Matter of fact, it's ironic I'm talking about this now. It's an old book called Confederate Black Yankees. Black Yankees. Go look at the book that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just wrote, the title of that book he wrote. Look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's consistent stance he took. See, a lot of times people just define stuff we had climates. We on such a reactionary assessment, you're like, okay, this person is a Democrat. That means this is a Republican. Well, this person is a motherfucking, this person is a Muslim, and this person is a Christian. This person is a Virgo. Then there's a time. I got to restart this again, man. Call right during the damn show. I'm at the volume now. I'm going to call right back. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
They just don't know they got to call the show, Jeremy.
Huh?
Said they just don't know they got to call the show.
Well, call me paranoid. Some people intentionally were called during this time.
Trying to disrupt the message.
Some stuff is engineered. Like, you look at, like, a bird's nose. Move a certain way is doing the South. They don't, you know, flyers, none of that, right? There's a certain climate, like in the movie, like the TV show The Wire, right? The Wire. Remember, remember the scene where somebody got, they shopping, Michael K. Williams was playing Omar, and somebody got, they shopping the church on Sunday, remember? And he was like, man, hold on. Who done that shit? We don't do this on Sunday, man. So sometimes, if I say, well, man, he maybe didn't know. They knew. So I'm saying, we have to be clear, see what this is. It's a counterinsurgency. I know it's constant attacks on this here. This was, we done came a long way with the radio show. Every Wednesday, man. Every Wednesday, we go, man, it's like, all type of crazy shit happens. It still happens. Before August 3rd, and when I was back in prison, if we forget, we have political education class every Sunday. We will forget what some PE class is happening. You look up, it'd be about 20 extra guards that come with shotguns. Oh, damn, hold on. We late for class. It's an atmosphere that it reminds you. You know what I'm saying? It's around December 4th, August 30th. They send extra Asian provocateurs. You name it. It gets extra intense. It's something they know. I got enough respect, like, you know, we know certain cats, okay, Ramadan, you respect that, you know what I'm saying? Man, in the dynamics of the heightened contradiction, say, wait a minute, it's certain cats, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people make a mistake, you say it's old Sam, a guy says his mother told him. One person call you a horse, you dismiss it. Seven people call you a horse, you might want to get it saddled. Now, my problem, I cut the whole thing off. I'm going to we were talking earlier, go ahead.
Chairman, I just want to ask for one more thing. Can we touch on, like, you know, this technology as far as, like, the metaverse and also on the COVID-19 situation? Like, I know a lot of people, me personally, I'm not vaccinated. And I don't have no plans to be, you know. Can we touch on those two subjects?
Right on. I don't know which our audience is politically. Hip, like I say, certain, like, it's so ever, you the brother that was on Instagram a minute ago, I just commented to him. Was you Instagram tonight?
Yes, sir.
And remember what I was saying, so we have, like, a lot of times, a lot of the conversations we have, give you real, like, you want to make sure that we have, first of all, objective political discussion, because a lot of dynamics, people are coming through, like, subjective and, again, regurgitating ruling class rhetoric. So I tell people, I would like to, like I tell people, I said, I look for the time. One of the best places I was at, I don't scratch that, I don't like to say a word. One of the prisons I was at, concentration camps I was at. Stateville in particular, it was a different dynamic than Menard. There were conversations that I can have there that I could not have in other places. There was a political conscious level. You know what I'm saying? And I recall one time I was so upset. In Stateville, matter of fact, before I was transferred to the Supermax, I was upset because I was reading Nelson Mandela's book, Long Walk to Freedom, and I was reading the different struggles they were having between the ANC, PAC, Black Conscious Movement. And while I'm reading this book, I'm hearing this cat upstairs talking about this trivial stuff they pulled in some street stuff. It was so, I said, damn, I envy the opportunity to have this type of dialogue and struggle. You know what I'm saying? Organization, ideology, struggle. So if you, we got to, like I said, even with the violence, or the killers in Chicago, let's, so make, I'm being rhetorical. Do you think our people like even engage in the discussion? Look at me, okay, look back when Obama was first put forward running for president. What type of objective discussion that you were able to have, and people that you know saying that were not coming in with emotionalism, I thought, well, it's right there, heart of the thing. This whole dynamic of the coronavirus, listen, look at the amount of subjectivity that they're saying that the emotionalism, and sometimes, like I said, I want to jump in about the Obama, like I'm saying, our people, it was a drug. A lot of it was not based, it was no, a lot of people, there was no debate about the policies or lack of, but yet the lack of policies. So, you know what I'm saying? So I want to preface with that. I don't, this is a reactionary time, how people, you know what I'm saying, the deal is the coronavirus, it's capitalism on steroids. And that's, and our policy with that is, it's capitalism on steroids. And it's reflective. You listen to the conversations, you know what I'm saying? Like, even it can be really correlated to struggles and contradictions in regards to capitalism. Like, you know, every day you hear a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Like, in fact, it's a meme they have on this thing, get this, get that, and people got a whole bunch of shots on their arm. Like, you hear about, you know, get your high school degree, you can make it, get your college degree, you can make it, so on and so forth. And, but we don't have a mandate. These are reactionary times, and this is, and it kind of goes to the metaverse conversation you're talking about also. You know what I'm saying? These are so much, we're talking about the metaverse, and also, this may be inclusive too, the Bitcoin. There are so many different dynamics that are ever developed we don't have an official mandate or position with people, you know what I'm saying? Because especially you're dealing with so many, the core of this system, it remains the same, the core of capitalism. You know, so even though they try to, I was talking to this brother one time, he was saying it's a new term they use for capitalism. So I said, with the core, it remains the same. But there are so many different dynamics to put out a mandate how people should deal with this, the quarantine. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, what we do fight for is self-determination. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, in everything, like, you know, that knows your action don't impact other people. Like, I was watching this piece the other day. I'm stay on course. I'm veering, but I'm staying on course with you. I'm watching this piece the other day. Some show about this cult. And I said, damn, I'm watching it, right? And it hit me. I said, God, I didn't know. Brother told me, like, even, like, the, I was saying, damn, I made a joke. I said, like, the Wu word of culture nationalist, cult. And brother told me, said, you know, Minister UEP Newton that said that. And I used to wonder why, like, even people who ascribe to certain lines, when we, like, even they would say, like, grown people, they would come through and try to tell people to mandate how you should have, like, relationships. You know what I'm saying? And I thought about it. This one sister, she ascribed to the culture national, I remember years ago, about 15 years ago, she called about this guy. She say, this dude, he over here, he got 8 wives. And I say, and your point is what? I said, are they children? She said, I said, are they being forced? She said, no, we got 8 wives. I said, your point, I said, and I couldn't understand why she was, I say, all of them in the group, they cool with this, what are you calling me for? You know, I looked at this more, I said, damn, this is what their mindset was at, I'm not a dictator, to go through, you know what I'm saying, we fighting for self-determination. And like I was drawing a correlation earlier, a lot of people say revolutionary is mixed confused. Like, you're going to go through and dictate to people how they're supposed to move. We want to, you know what I'm saying, a society. You know what I'm saying? When you acknowledge that your actions impact others. But be clear, it's a movie, a book called Black Confederates. It talks about there were some individuals who were up north after Emancipation prior to the Emancipation Proclamation. They was escaping. You said, where you going, man? They was going back down south to pick cotton for the slave owners. You know,
oh
so
my God.
You don't know what type of dynamics that operates. We don't know the different dynamics of communities and people to say, man, this, you know what I'm saying, this person for their employment, this person, you know what I'm saying, what they doing for their job, what they don't do, their children's school. We're fighting for self-determination. And, you know what I'm saying, you got to be careful who you fight for. I remember years back, this guy had got shot by the police in our tone forces, or this we've proven in the past. I said, listen, study the case. A lot of times you have like even political prisoners, other campaigns, you have a race and a class arrogance. Well, they're going to come and they're going to fight for you, but they take away your self-determination. They're going to speak for you. They're not listening to you. They're going to speak for you.
Right.
So they went out and protested. Like, a lot of times you go for these cases, you don't even talk, you have done no research. They went out and protested for this guy. Next day, this guy was on the news with the police that shot him. He worked for that police. He sold drugs to that police. He came out. He was, oh, man, we ain't doing this on property. I said, oh, now you want to throw the rag on all black people, huh? It was you that took the arrogant position of knowing that. So we had a thing called People's Investigation. So you'll say, that's what one of the points of the Black Panther Party was what? A plebiscite. That's really, in layman's terms, a vote. Oh, they wanted a world vote. What's the people's will? See, that's Mr. Love, Ronald Doc Satchel. He assessed, he articulated so well, he said, man, he's the Black Panther Party, not talking about overthrowing this system. We're talking about hiding the contradictions so the people themselves can see the injustices. So they can see how we're going to, you know what I'm saying, what needs to happen. He said, for the Black Panther Party, we as Chairman Mao Zedong said, our backs are like oxen to be ridden down the path of socialist revolution. So we're hiding the contradictions. And I don't want to do that. We gotta bring the facts and stats in. That's how a discussion about the history of chemical biological warfare, the history of this government, the history of how they get out, the Tuskegee experiments, so on and so forth. Objective discussion. And some people will tell you, listen, this government done this, we so and so, and we have to listen, not come in with an arrogance like, oh no, we all on the same thing. Well, that's my brother, that's my cousin. You have to be with, I said, every conversation I go into, I'm willing to say, man, put it up there. Let's go. Put it on the table.
But, Chairman, I want to ask, how do we put forth more mandates, to really direct the people? And I know you're saying, like, you don't want to be a dictator, but if you're one of the leaders in our community, right? And I'm not trying to put this all on your shoulders, but at the same time, you know, me personally, like, I remember when Tupac had that whole Thug Life kind of contract, and, you know, all of the gang members in L.A. had signed it, or I think it was Oakland or somewhere, I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying, like, taking those positions to really put forth the effort to be like, hey, this is our script, this is what we following, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you put it out there, we got something to stand on, you know, and, like, you got the history behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you carry your father's name, his name, being holding weight. So I'm not saying, like, it's all on you, but you have the access to the leaders within our community, and you've taken the time to discern who is righteous and unrighteous to deal with. So I'm saying, like, why not get together and, you know, like, have those types of conversations? That way, you know, people like me who live, like, outside, well, I'm in it, but I'm not at y'all tables, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if we got something to stand on, we'd be like, hey, look at this.
Who said we ain't have no discussion? Who said we ain't here? The Black Panther Party Club, we have had the code of conduct.
Ooh.
But, man, over 30 years. See, it's an old saying, all of you have heard this saying before. They say, man, if a tree falls in the forest, if you don't hear the tree, if you don't hear it fall, does it make a sound? You heard that saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's an arrogant position to take. Because many people believe if they don't hear it, the tree ain't failed. The deal is we have been consistent with mandates and calls out. But the deal is people can hear certain things. People become conscious or hear certain things one of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. I did the field marshal talk the other day with Lab. He said, "Man, our guy, my guy I grew up with, he kind of tripped me out. He called me talking about they got the movie. It's a documentary on the chairman. It's on HBO. It offended him because we've been showing him the documentary over 20 years ago at our house. But the brother couldn't see it unless it came on HBO. You feel what I'm saying? See,
yes, sir.
Certain things certain people can't see. It's the negate that has been there. It's certain things about the Panther Party. Some people are just grasping. And people say, when they come around to it, it's new. They're like, man, y'all should do this. And the deal is, you can put them on YouTube. The stuff we've been doing, the programs we've been doing consistently. But a lot of times most people come subjectively when it hits them. You know what I'm saying? Like people, the news reporter asked me, she said, how many numbers do you have? I say, shit. A lot of times it depends on how many people the police been killed. I say, huh? It's people who relate to us when those conditions hit. Our code of conduct. People can say, oh, man, they wrong, they bogus. And the deal is, we consistent, but the deal is not to be incapable of hearing it. We are the last call for alcohol. That's who the Black Panther Party calls it. The last call for alcohol. We are the ones that want to be in that bar. She's serving. She don't look as pretty. She got scars on her. She's been battling. She's been on the bus, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth, protesting for you, fighting for you. And you see a news conference come up with some of these state-sanctioned spokespersons. And automatically, she walk up in that motherfucker with that Kim Kardashian, that motherfucking plastic surgery. Like, who is this motherfucker here? And then, when you go through all the results, all that, you try this and that. We got people was dealing with the police that killed their family members, and the lawyer told them, don't associate with Mr. Hampton. Don't talk to the Black Panther Party Cubs. Then when they go through the process, the fine print come out, the lawyer, you get this, you only get this amount of percentage. Oh, this is motherfucking system bogus. It's time to get out. Where the Cubs at? That's why I say, how do you feel in Africa? I say, man, it was something, man. It's what you mean? I said, one thing, man, I felt celebrated, not tolerated. He said, huh? Most people deal with us. Like, damn, I'm going here. I got to go on call. You know, I'm going to tell you a story, real story. This is how I found out what a Maybach car is. This cat called me. Famous guy in Chicago. Famous guy. The police had towed his car. It was wintertime. Maybach. He come on back to the police, told all of them, nobody gave no response. He told him, he said, listen, man, y'all don't force me, man. I'm going to call the Black Panther, man. When he called us, here I come on the bus in the snow. We pull up, got the bullhorns and everything. When he got his car, I said, man, what kind of car is that? They said, that's how a Maybach. They watched me get on the bus in the snow time, in the wintertime. People know who we are. Sometimes it takes certain conditions, like you get to know each other through certain struggles. Like some of the divorce rate is so high right now. People say, why is that? Well, how about you just not get to know your wife or your husband? People talk about, like, in schools now. It's a joke they get on Facebook to say, a lot of parents are starting to see what their teachers meant about their children now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because before that, not my child. You want to know, you're seeing them. The conditions are forcing you. It's certain things. So certain conditions are needed. See, with the American Revolution, it wasn't just what Patrick Henry said, give me liberty, give me death, what Thomas Jefferson said. One third was for, one third was against, one third was over the way in blue. We got codes, we got mandates, we got codes of conduct, we got the educational ethic. What that means is students, all universities, all classes. I was on UCLA campus the other day. In school, they had to do a class project on the Abolition Law case. It's called educational ethic. Students work on this. We got the code of conduct. We tell the streets that certain things can't go down the streets. We got the Harry Tubman code. We got cats who know how to commit it. And you get out, if you come out that concentration camp with your sanity in the line, you got a commitment to reach out for others who are held captive. We got the codes in place. And we got those solid diehard forces who gonna consistently do this. Then we got what we call some National Guard niggas who gonna pop up, you know what I'm saying, different. And it's cool. But we have to acknowledge that certain conditions are necessary for certain people to relate. We talking about, but the deal is, like I was saying earlier about the legacy. We consistent. If the things of Garvey still impact us. That's what I'm saying. Our mantra, if we're the great grandchildren of God, the offspring of Malcolm and the Cubs of Panthers, that sticks with us, even when dormant in certain arenas. So we own it. We consistent with it. You dig? And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, and the people as our best security. But a lot of times, you can become demoralized if you think you can do certain things. That, see, first you got to distinguish a war from a revolution. A war is two occupying armies. Stood up and boot up and get out to get out. Revolution, you gain the mass of participation of the mass of the people. There's, you know what I'm saying, and those, you know what I'm saying, it's a consistency that they can go back for generation after generation. The Black Panther Party. There's certain cats who, a lot of times you gotta see that who wavers, who attacks the legacy, who goes with counterfeit depictions, representations of the Black Panther Party. And it's important to note that. It's important to note that. Like a relationship. You better go sit back and say, man, see how she gonna get out, man. I'm getting locked up, you know what I'm saying? You can sit back and say, okay, I'm cool, see what you're asking, and vice versa. You know, I tell kids, I'm the type of kid growing up, I'd rather catch a misdemeanor, which is supposed to be enforcing a felony. It's certain discussions that I know, people are like, champ, you ain't be surprised. You knew all, people tell me, champ, you knew all the time what this dude was. It's certain dynamics. One time we had our headquarters on 54th in Austin. Champ was free up in the rural house. We had no money for no flyers. It's 1991. Somebody else said, remind me about this war story. Because, see, even when I write a book, I'm asking somebody else to do my talk. See, I learned about myself, like, even on the Ghetto Boys podcast, and the 85 South podcast, I watch the comments about me. And it's certain things I miss about myself that people tell. And this brother would tell me, he said, I remember this time, man. I'll never forget this, man. This dude was a known stool pigeon around that area. He was flipping between different organizations. And everybody said, don't talk to dude. And you said, man, I got this. And everybody, champion, you said, I got this. And you said something to me. Dude said, you said, we ain't got no money for no flyers. You pulled dude to the side, and you whispered to him and say, man, I'm doing a secret get-together, a little private party this weekend, this Friday. I said, I appreciate it if you just keep it on the low between us. He said, man, that place was packed. And you looked at us and walked away, and we just put our head down. She said, Chuck, you knew all the time what dude was going to do. Anybody who tell you they don't know about the Black Panther Party Cubs are doing, man, you know what I'm saying? You ask a local stitch of the local police. They know. Listen, bro. You think with the movie Judas and Black Messiah, you think it's coincidence that the Breakfast Club, Vlad TV, they didn't have me on the show? You think they don't know about what I'm doing? A lot of people say, well, see, champ, you be talking, and a lot of people understand what the Black Panther Party, I say, I beg to differ. So what you mean? I say, how about they do know what the Black Panther Party Cubs are doing? So what you mean? How about they do know? See, a lot of people say, we don't know the law when we get pulled over. No, we do know the law. We do know. We know that we contraband. People do know. We know in school to say Dr. King or say Malcolm X. We know. Don't think about Claudette Colvin. It's embedded in us. So the deal is, sometimes I got to catch you, see, quote me on this. He turns more than meat black. What that means is, Michael Jackson first said it'll make a difference if you're black or white. When that case came on his ass, his tune changed. They don't really care about us. So the condition, it's like Cook, you come and say, man, the media, he got to hit it. So that's the term, come seize the time. We got consistent. Certain cats can only hear us. That last call, I go, so who is that over there serving them drinks? Oh, she been here all, she been here all the time. She was over there chasing such and such. Listen to the phenomenal assessment that Kanye West provided about not being able to see his daughter, the impact they may have on his child. Listen to that. You heard it? You heard it, brother? My brother,
hello?
You there?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Did I call you there?
I'm here, Chairman.
Did you hear Kanye West speak about that when he come get his daughter's birthday party? Did you hear that?
No, sir.
He's driving in the car. He's breaking it down, the impact it would have on his child not seeing her on her birthday.
Mm.
He's articulating it very well. The whole dynamics of how this impacts a child's, you know what I'm saying? They say, what if you go see another day? They say, no, that sticks in the child's mind. What made him lay out this phenomenal assessment, bro? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I'm asking you, what triggered this phenomenal assessment? What triggered that?
Of course, you know, the lack of seeing his child got to be straining his heart, you know. Like, and then as a man, that's crazy.
And see, who's child? Say it again, who's child?
Oh, it's pulling at his heartstrings, you know.
But say who's child?
Oh, it's his child.
Oh, his child. Now, that's how most people, now, we accept that. We appreciate that assessment. Then you have certain dynamics that are service of the people that have been talking about. Now, a lot of people can hear it through that. You know what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? Then who's giving you an assessment that are doing, like, a lot of people can only relate to it when it happens to them individually. Then there are periods of time you have an organization. You have what we call, even you said earlier about the leaders. In fact, we kind of shy away from that term. It's the minister of UEP Newton. Service. Service of the people. The Black Panther Party, even the man, go study it. You got sisters who are going through labor pains, still making eggs in the breakfast program. We got members of the Black Panther Party Club that were suspended for eating before the people ate. But then also the time it got to be right that people can relate to what a servant is. Some people can't relate, can't distinguish a servant from a slave. That's who was a vic. Sometimes, say if everybody felt this way, which happened to each individual child. As a group, as a collective, that you can't do certain moves. You have to wait until it happens to this individual. In fact, that was something that the British, in particular, were known to be Machiavellian. They would say, okay, bam, hit the indigenous community, the native people. I ease up off them. Now go get on the black, on Africans. You play up different communities. So, then you have those who stand up and say, like, I done talked to different organizations and say, man, this one brother said it. I know he said, man, he's representative of the Stones of Chicago. They were the disciples and the vice lords. He said, Chairman Ford, when Chairman Ford come here, he's speaking objective to all us. To all us. He said, man, he has no particular subjective interest. He said, man, this man is a servant of the people, man. And that's the deal is to have an objective analysis to fight for that. And sometimes, a lot of times we come in, brother said to us in Africa, in Ghana, we went to slave dungeons. He said, what do you think they had done to a people that came, that was brought in? We come from a communalism that we can make people, mothers not care about children, fathers work for women. What they done to us? It's an old saying, God created Africans and America made niggas.
Mm.
What they have done to us to become individualized and so to say, put out a general mandate to people who say, man, me, I, you know what I'm saying? You have to assess the dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Heighten the contradictions. Where even the climate, I'm going to be hesitant to say, I'm going to say it. I'm taking chances, so I'm going to run it. I made a comment the other day, I said, shit, one more term of Trump in place with the force of all these cats, you know what I'm saying, ears will be a little open. Because see, you look at, there's a term I use, it's about the 60s. It's with that term, Chairman. Niggas needed Nixon. When Kennedy, under the Clarence Thomas Kennedy, It was a class piece. The Panther Party was consistent. A lot of people can relate to it. When Nixon came in and pulled the colors off, called the campaign for law and order, it forced a lot of cats to say, man, what the black people? You see the timing. Kept coming back from Vietnam. You're working. They're like, damn, they're treating the white soldiers like garbage. No, the black man ain't got a chance. Man, this is them bogus. You don't say. Yeah, man. They ain't giving us no medical. What? You know some cats over there, man? They've been talking about this for a little. What? What them cats? Yeah, shit, 1966. Where? Shit, all over. October 15th. I ain't never heard of them. Man, I ain't never heard of them. Shit, they walked up in the state legislature. What? The capital of California? What? May 2nd, 1967. What? Man, they get out and defend themselves. Man, look. Shh, man, every city you pop up in, they getting down. Well, man, this must be new. No, you must be new. You get your late pass. They've been rocking the road. You better get in. Because they assassinate them. They got the time span. They really rolling up fumes. But get in when you get in, man. It's a different dynamic. What? Man, wait. Look at the trickle-down impact. Why ain't see it? Because I ain't talking about shit, man. You heard the devil disciples, the black disciples, man? You heard the black stone race, the black peace donation, man? You ain't seen the Bible towards the Free Medical Center? You ain't seen the James Brown get them to our black and our proud? You ain't seen them guys that they use the massages to turn them sisters no more? You ain't, matter of fact, let me go quote the federal government to you then, man. What they say? They say, man, when the Black Panther Party was in existence, there was a record low thing called black on black crime. You ain't seen the conversations? You ain't noticed the motherfuckers going to visit their family in prison more? No, man. You ain't heard about Attica? You ain't seen them children with their chest out walking around throwing black and out proud? You ain't seen cats laughing at cats when they could call themselves color no more? You thought it just happened? Fast forward. You think Kanye West went up and just said George Bush like black people? No, man. Chairman Fred told the dude 8 hours before. Chairman Fred had to do told the dude 8 hours before he said what he said in Bill's bookstore. What? You think they used to pay a block party? No. When we walk right in the beginning of the thing, get a state to a political prisoners? What? No. Oh, man. On a plantation, a lot of cats on a plantation. Man, we need somebody to put out a car. We need to get up out of here and get free. Man, you ain't heard the song that Harriet Tubman singing? Y'all don't listen to all them church songs. I've been hearing. You ain't noticed the plantation getting, the herd is getting thin. You ain't noticed the cotton they getting picked as mad. You ain't noticed master. You ain't even seen him over disappear the plantation. Well, man, what to do? When are you going to put this car? Man, what part is you missing? Yeah, man, listen, man, it's something going on. They got to call from Florida to Carolina and say, man, what is happening? Man, I don't know, man. Every time Reverend Nat Turner going to do a sermon, it's all of a sudden some plantation is getting knocked off. What? Man, what's going on? Let me know when we gonna have an uprising. Let me know when it's gonna start fighting for freedom. Man, I don't know if they got no papers, no flyers going out for it, or you know what I'm saying, no official announcement, no mandate. But I know one thing, man. The master ain't coming in raping the guys and the girls, but he kind of like operate different now. You know what I'm saying? Something going on here. Well, how you know what's going on? I relate to this thing the Black Panther Party talked about, man, called, well, I already know the terms of it. I think dialectical materialism. I put common sense, say, man, something got to be going on here. What's going on? Man, you ain't seen the Hampton House. Man, listen, they were selling dope out there. You got to be jazzed. Another house of Chairman Fred Group. Shit, I don't know, man. I know they got some dogs called the Hampton House Hounds. They got some cats over there, man. Them back apple ass, man. Man, they got the programs out there. Programs? Yeah, man, freezing cold, man. Free food, serving people. Man. Remember last time they had the vortex? What the vortex? It was so cold, they turned the house to a warming center. The house of Chairman Fred grew up in? Man, the news ain't told us about that. What? No. TMZ, they ain't told us. Vlad ain't reported that, man. I watched and think about the rap wars and everything, but I didn't hear about that part. Yeah, man. This ain't going, it's going down. Well, man, let me know when it's going down, man. Tell me about this here, man. We making history, taking history. We live in the record. We're going to kick all the body, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes on fist, because another episode of Freedom All Radio, man. Lock and load, y'all share this, y'all subscribe to Chairman Fred Jr., man. Make sure y'all can. Whatever support y'all can. Dollar sign, cash out, save the Hampton House. Go to Chairman Fred Jr. at Gmail on PayPal. On February 17th, the birthday, hey, I'm in this UEP New. Over in California, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Take history. Get in contact with us before Friday, before noon. We're talking about this whole thing about we going to the motherland. Then we're going to the motherland. to call Free Them All. So come and take us on out of here. Free Them All.
God has a plan, and the Bible unfolds that wonderful plan through the message of prophecy. God sent Jesus into this world to be our Savior, and that Christ is returning someday soon to unfold the wonderful plan of eternity for my life and your life. As long as we're cooperating with God by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, when the Lord does return in the coming 7 days, we'll see you next time here on the Christian Bible Prophecy.
I'm a new friend, my pops told me.
It's a new word.
Follow me. Pops told me. My family tree consists of drug dealers, thugs, and killers. Struggling, known to hustle, screaming, fuck they feelings. I got advice from my father, all he told me was this: nigga, get off your ass if you plan to be rich. There's 10 rules to the game, but I'll share what you do. No, niggas gon' hate you for whatever you do. Now rule one, get your cash on M.O.B. That money over bitches cause they breed envy. Now rule two, it's a hard one, watch for phonies. Keep your enemies close, nigga, watch your homies. It seemed a little unimportant when he told me I smiled. Picture jewels being handed to an innocent child. I never knew in my lifetime I lived by these rules. Initiated as an outlaw, studying rules. Now papa ain't around, so I gotta recall. I'll come to grips with being written on my enemy's walls. Promise if I have a seat, I'ma guide him right. Dear Lord, don't let me die tonight. I got words for my comrades, listen and learn. Ain't nothing free, give back what you earned. No doubt, getting high in the motherfucker blessed me, please. This third life will be the death of me. Come on. I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my papa told me. Blasphemy.
No, for them I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no crime.
I remember what my papa told me.
In the name of the Lord, even while the
we probably in hell already. Our dumbass is not knowing. Everybody kissing ass to go to heaven ain't going. Put my soul on it. I'm fighting devil niggas daily. Plus the media be crucifying brothers severely. Tell me I ain't God's son. Nigga, mama virgin. We got a dick that had to lead a bird. Back in the ghetto doing wild shit. Looking at the sun don't pay. Criminal mind all the time. Wait for judgment day. They say Moses split the Red Sea. I split the blood and roll the fat when I'm dead. Babylon beware. Calling for the Pharaoh's skin. Retaliation making legends off the shit we did. Still bullshitting niggas in Jerusalem waiting for signs. God coming, she's just taking her time. Living by the now while the water flows. I'm contemplating the block, wonder where the thought of gold. Brothers getting shot, coming back resurrected. Is that raw shit, nigga, check it. Can I remember what my papa told me? Can I remember what my papa told me? Blasphemy.
Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no cry, hold them, I'm still in the flow.
The preacher want me buried, why? I know he a liar. Have you ever seen a crackhead? That's eternal fire. Why you got these kids mind thinking that they evil? Why the preacher be a wicked? You say honor God's people, should we cry when the folks die? My request, we should cry if they cry when we bury Malcolm X. Mama, tell me, am I wrong? Is God just another cop waiting to be my ass if I don't go pop? Memories of a past time, giving up cash to the leaders, knowing damn well they ain't gon' feed us. In my brain, how can you explain common disease? It's hard enough to live now in these times of grief. They say Jesus is a kind man, but we understand times in this crime land. My third nation, do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. I leave this and hope God can see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. I leave this here. I leave this and hope God see my heart is pure.
It's
heaven just another door. And my people say,
not for them I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no flying.
And I remember
what my pops
told me.
You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, them feel no pain. Not for them I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no flying. But I'm a fool in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, feel no pain. Not for them I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no flying. But I want my brother in the cloud. You keep the name of the Lord in vain while the people in the ghetto feel no pain. Not for them I'm stealing the name of the Lord, them I tell no lie. Under my burden I'm proud. You keep